Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, December 23rd. The Hinsdale County Board of Commissioners appointed a replacement for resigning Sheriff Justin Casey. The commissioners announced the appointment at their most recent meeting on Wednesday, December 18th. For KVNF News, Laura Palmisano reports.
Undersheriff Chris Cambish will take over for Sheriff Justin Casey, who unexpectedly resigned earlier this month. Casey cites personal challenges as the reason for his resignation. Casey and his two daughters survived an avalanche earlier this year that destroyed their home outside of Lake City. Undersheriff Chris Cambish will take office on January 15th. He worked as a deputy for Hinsdale County from 2014 to 2018. Cambish returned to Lake City in January of this year and was named undersheriff by Casey. In a statement, Hinsdale County says Cambish's appointment runs until January 2021, with the sheriff's job up for election in November of next year. For KVNF News, I'm Laura Palmisano in Lake City.
This is from the Colorado News Connection. During the first year of the Trump administration's new tax law, 91 Fortune 500 companies didn't pay a dime in federal income tax. Eric Galatis has more.
Report co-author Matthew Gardner says using legal loopholes, corporations avoided paying $74 billion into the nation's coffers in 2018 alone.
These companies aren't simply following the law. In many cases, they wrote the law. These corporate tax cuts were enacted because of a very aggressive lobbying strategy by the business community.
Gardner points out corporate tax cuts and loopholes have been enacted by Congresses and presidents of both major parties for the past two decades. Champions of the new tax code argued that lowering corporate rates would lead to increased investments and higher wages and would increase federal revenues by removing tax shelters. Gardner says outside of a few one-time bonuses, wages for most workers have not gone up, and most companies used the extra cash to buy back stocks, not open new factories. He says if the nation's largest corporations continue to avoid paying their fair share, there could be across-the-board cuts in public investments.
Making our highways passable, making our healthcare system better, making our education system better. All these things are things that we value, and they're things that will be unfundable if we continue to allow the corporate income tax to be drained.
The new tax law lowered the corporate rate from 35% to 21%, but researchers found the average tax rate actually paid by companies was just 11%. Tax rates for 56 companies were between 0 and 5% in 2018. Corporate tax revenues are near historic lows as a share of the nation's GDP at just 1%. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
Here's a story from Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange member KUNC. Three children are being treated at a Denver area hospital for measles, adding to the more than 1,200 cases of the disease reported this year nationwide. Some Mountain West states have already seen measles cases this year, including Colorado, Idaho, and Nevada. Measles is very contagious, so when a case is identified, it kicks local health officials into high gear. When cases are confirmed, officials scramble to locate medical records to confirm whether an exposed person is already immune to the illness. According to a press release from the Tri-County Health Department, the three patients had not been vaccinated against measles. They picked up the disease while traveling abroad, then passed through the Denver airport last week for a visit to Colorado. The state health department says it alerted medical providers last week about the cases so they can keep an eye out for symptoms in other patients. It can take between 1 and 3 weeks before symptoms appear. Infected individuals can spread the illness for about an 8-day window, starting from 4 days before a telltale rash appears and concluding 4 days after. That window has now closed. There are other treatments available to lessen the severity of the disease, like immunoglobulin, for people who are at high risk of severe outcomes, like pregnant women, babies, and people with severely compromised immune systems. In the past, the local health department estimated it cost them about $70,000 to successfully contain just two cases of measles in the Denver area. Colorado, Utah, and Idaho are among 15 states that allow parents to forego their children's vaccines for personal reasons, in addition to medical and religious ones. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, several states in the West have some of the worst measles vaccination rates in the country when it comes to children under the age of 3. That list includes Wyoming, Utah, Colorado, and New Mexico. And finally today, here is a note from the Colorado Department of Transportation. Holiday travelers should stay informed about potential developing storms. CDOT urges the public to visit cotrip.org, that's cotrip.org, which offers current road conditions and alerts. Please note that cotrip.org is the official and only website maintained by the Department of Transportation. The site is mobile-friendly and converts to display on all devices. CDOT does not administer or maintain any mobile applications. Traffic along the I-70 corridor is expected to be heavy on Christmas Eve and the days following Christmas. Christmas week, not including Christmas Day, is one of the higher travel periods in Colorado's year. Here is a look at last year's vehicle counts at the Eisenhower-Johnson Memorial Tunnels. The total traffic going through the tunnels on I-70 on December 23rd last year was 45,646 cars. Christmas Eve traffic last year at the tunnels was counted at 30,410 vehicles, while on Christmas Day last year, it was 32,424. December 26th last year was the most traveled day at the tunnels, seeing 46,222 vehicles going over the pass. So if history is any guide, holiday travel during this Christmas week will be busiest today, Monday, and on Thursday. Wherever you're going during the holidays, please be safe out there. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, December 23rd. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.